friend. Time again for Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. Thy word is like a garden, Lord, with flowers bright and fair, and everyone who seeks may pluck a lovely cluster there. Thy word is like a deep, deep mine, and jewels rich and rare are hidden in the mighty depths for every searcher there. Thy word is like a starry host, a thousand rays of light are seen to guide the traveler and make his pathway bright. Thy word is like an armory where soldiers may repair and find for life's long battle day all needful weapons there. Oh, may I love thy precious word, may I explore the mine, may I its fragrant bowers glean, may light upon me shine. From God's Word. We're reading from the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, and it's the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. John was told of all this by his disciples, and he summoned two of his disciples and sent them to Jesus to ask, "Is it thy coming that was foretold, or are we yet waiting for some other?" And so they presented themselves before him and said, "John the Baptist has sent us to ask, is it thy coming that was foretold, or are we yet waiting for some other?" At the very time of their visit, Jesus rid many of their diseases and afflictions and of evil spirit, and gave many that were blind the gift of sight. Then he answered, "Go and tell John what your eyes and ears have witnessed, how the blind see and the lame walk and the lepers are made clean and the deaf hear, and how the dead are raised to life and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he who does not lose confidence in me." Bible played in his life. His mother read choice passages to him when he was a boy. When he was in Germany, he always kept a New Testament among his study books on his desk. How about the Bible in your life? We've just read a few verses, but we hope that later in the day you'll take time to read this greatest of all books. Like the poem we read, it's like a garden. It's like a mine. There's real treasure for you there today if you'll open the sacred scriptures and read.